Welcome back. Helplines are useful support systems for people in crises or challenging situations, victims of bullying or domestic violence, or people struggling with depression or contemplating suicide. Today, we'll learn about a helpline that was introduced specifically for Muslim women, 315 NISA. Joining me to explore this topic is Faiza Hussein, the HR manager for the 315 NISA helpline. Let's learn about the work the Muslim Women's Helpline is doing. Welcome to the show, Faiza.
Thank you very much.
So tell us a little bit about how you got involved with the helpline.
Sure. Before I actually talk about the helpline, I would like to talk a little bit about Mercy Mission.
Sure.
So 315 NISA is actually a branch of Mercy Mission, which is the parent organization, a nonprofit international organization that operates in several countries across the world. So, you know, for example, Malaysia, the UK, Australia, USA, and a few other countries, along with Canada. Mercy Mission is present in Vancouver, Calgary, and Ontario, of course, some of the provinces. It offers educational as well as faith-based programs for the Muslim community. I got involved with Mercy Mission actually through Being Me, which is an all-women's conference that took place just in March 2015 here in Toronto. Mm-hmm. It was during my time with Being Me, that's when I heard about 315 NISA, and it wasn't until after the conference concluded that I found out they were recruiting for volunteers, and that's when I actually applied for the HR manager position. I mean, it's a natural extension from the conference, you know, which is all about women empowerment, mm-hmm. but I also thought that it's a good parallel with my work at CAMH, where I'm currently providing indirect admin support to youth across the GTA, whereas with the helpline, it's providing indirect admin support to, you know, the counselors, the team members, and the callers who will be calling in.
So you mentioned with Mercy Mission, you guys have several offices throughout the world. So is 315 NISA, is it exclusive to Toronto and Canada, or are they branching out into other locations as well?
Right now, 315 NISA is actually only in Canada, and the idea is to expand it across North America for now, but inshallah, hopefully, eventually, once we get enough counselors and team members on board, the idea is to expand it globally as well.
So right now, just in Canada?
Just then. In Canada, yeah. Okay. GT and Vancouver is where we receive majority of our phone calls from.
So tell us a little bit about, you know, why do we need a helpline specifically for Muslim women? Because, you know, there are many women's helplines, for example, Assaulted Women's Helpline, YWCA, and I assume, you know, they do culturally appropriate work. So what were the circumstances under which the Muslim Women's Helpline was launched?
Yep. So before the helpline was launched, what existed was a designated call center just here in the GTA, actually, where we had a few sisters who would sit there and receive calls from Muslim women in the GTA who actually just wanted someone to talk to and to listen them, hear them out.
So this is before the helpline was
exactly
launched. Just as an organization, you guys would get calls.
Exactly. Okay. The call center would get calls from Muslim sisters across. It was only in the GTA at that time. And at that point, you know, there was no helpline for Muslim women. There is Nasiha, which is the Muslim youth helpline, but there was nothing that was specifically geared towards Muslim women. So in October 2012, after much research and training and funding, that's when the 315 NISA helpline was launched. It's a very confidential, anonymous, and non-judgmental toll-free phone call line, a platform for our Muslim sisters across North America to turn to for peer counseling, for emotional support, instant emotional support, as well as referrals.
Okay, and I guess it was a natural progression for you guys because you were already getting calls. So that's
exactly. We felt the need was, mm-hmm. it was a niche that was really being overlooked, and it was something that we had to dive into, and the community needed it.
So tell us a little bit about, maybe without getting into specifics, because I know obviously you have confidentiality contracts, what sort of issues are counselors dealing with, generally speaking?
Yep. We receive a whole variety of different issues, you know, ranging from young Muslim sisters calling about questions, you know, about their self-esteem or body image, or, interacting with the opposite gender. We receive phone calls from newlywed sisters, and, you know, if they're experiencing marital issues with their spouse or even in-laws. We receive phone calls from New converts who have questions on about, you know, how to be a Muslim in the West. We receive phone calls from mothers, you know, and they just want to talk about their parenting styles and the challenges they're facing when raising children. A whole different issues, and of course, you know, there's domestic abuse and violence, you know, sisters calling us who are seeking help and referrals from the counselors on the helpline.
So do you guys, how does the referral system work? Do you have something in place for that?
Yes, we do. We actually call it a second line of contact, second line of referral, and basically what it is that when a sister calls, for example, let's say she's, you know, seeking information on a shelter, if she's comfortable sharing with us which city she's calling from, we would refer her or find information on a shelter that exists in that city, in the area, and refer her to that or provide her the information or the number or the address. For example, if a sister is calling, you know, she's experiencing signs of depression, for example, so after further conversation with the counselor, you know, we have to figure out if it's a self-diagnosis or does she need referral to a professional, for example, to actually get it diagnosed. So basically, our counselors are the link to the community resources in the city for the callers.
And do you guys have established partnerships with some of the community organizations to know, you know, 315 NISA exists and we're going to refer you?
Exactly. Yes, we do. And if a caller is calling from a city where we don't have that, we would go out and reach to the organizations, to the stakeholders that are there to provide that information for the caller.
Perfect. I guess I want to talk a little bit about existing stereotypes. Do you find that the helpline is sort of, you know, I guess working to break down those stereotypes? Because, you know, generally speaking, Muslim or not, there's always this notion of, oh, you're calling to seek help that's
right.
Not. Is that kind of airing or dirty laundry? Like, are
exactly.
you finding those issues as well that you guys are battling with?
Exactly. Yes, we are. And I think that's basically it. What you mentioned is that, you know, I feel like women and Muslim women hesitate going outside their small bubble to seek extra help. You know, and there are so many different reasons for it. It could be, you know, they don't want to air their dirty laundry, as you mentioned, or the fact that, you know, they might think that, receiving counseling is frowned upon, or that they will be judged. You know, the person on the other line will judge them for the issue that they're sharing with them. Or they might not even have a support network. They might not know who to call or who to go to or who to ask the questions. And the helpline really tries to address all these different issues to break down the stereotype that, you know, it is okay for you to call. It is okay for you to go outside to get that extra help. The helpline is there for the Muslim sisters. You know, it's a non-judgmental helpline. The counselor is ready to hear anything the caller has to talk about, the sister has to talk about. You know, and the counselors validate their concerns. They let them know that, you know, you're not the only one out there. You know, there are other Muslim women experiencing the same issues. It's really about woman empowerment. You know, our counselors work with the sisters hand in hand to come up with a plan that they feel that they're comfortable with and feel will address the issue they're facing. So it's about making them feel, you know, in charge of their life, that they are in charge of their own decisions, helping them out.
It sounds like the counselors have a lot of tasks on their shoulders that they need to...
It is. And our training process is actually pretty intense for counselors as well. You know, we train them, we have role plays, we have case studies, and there's constant, you know, professional development with it as well. And mashallah, they're awesome. Like, they're amazing. The work that they do is just, may Allah reward them immensely.
I can only imagine. So that's great. Thank you very much for sharing that. So I guess as we wrap up, what does the future of the helpline hold? I know you mentioned in the beginning of the interview that, you know, right now it's in GTA focused in Vancouver,
right.
But there are plans for expansion. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yep, exactly. So majority of our calls right now are from sisters in the GTA and Vancouver, but we would like to expand it to, you know, all provinces across Canada and even the U.S. The helpline right now, it's supposed to be across North America and then eventually expanding it globally as well, worldwide. But that means that we need a lot more counselors on board. We need to be running the helpline for longer periods of time. We need funding to get, you know, paid counselors if needed who can stay on the phone call for 8 hours. You know, helping the sisters who are calling us. That also means that we need to expand our second line of referral, our database with all that information, you know, tapping into the different communities that we're receiving phone calls from. But inshallah, we're slowly getting there.
So how can community members get involved with the helpline?
People can check out our website, www.315nisa.com. You can donate online. All funds go directly towards running the helpline. You can also volunteer. Our volunteer recruitment forms online, both for counselors as well as if you wish to, you know, be on the admin side of things and help run the helpline. You can also like our Facebook page as well as, you know, check out our booth at the different conferences that are happening. So the Being Me conference, for example, it happened in Vancouver, in Calgary, it's happening in November, and in Toronto. Toronto as well, as well as the annual RIS conference. So we are always present at these conferences. So
thank you very much, Faiza.
No problem.